Well, let me know if you watched all episodes of Apple TV's The Dynasty. The final two episodes of the Patriots docuseries dropped Friday. It has been the talk of the town on Boston Sports Talk Radio. If you watched all episodes, let me know what you thought of the series. And there's been a bit of a crack in the MLB free agency stalemate as one of the top pitchers on the market has finally signed in the last week of spring training, as Blake Snell, the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner, finally signed a two-year, $62 million deal with the San Francisco Giants. The deal does include an opt-out after the first season, which should allow Snell to enter free agency next year in hopes of finding a better marketplace. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, March 19th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. I spoke to the class of Danny Morrison and Susan O'Malley at the University of South Carolina in Columbia on Monday. Great questions by the class. There were plenty of questions about the state of the PGA Tour and a possible relationship with the Public Investment Fund. Well, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said that there were constructive conversations on Monday with PIF Governor Yasser Al-Ramayan about an investment in PGA Tour enterprises. This meeting took place in the Bahamas. Members of the PGA Tour Enterprises Board were also present, including Tiger Woods. According to reports, the meeting was seen as productive, and future discussions will focus on three main areas: how much the PIF would invest, where team golf fits in this new world of golf, and how do potential players who went to LIV go back and play some on the PGA Tour. So those seem to be the three issues still to be worked through, but there is a positive tone around the meetings between the PGA Tour and Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. You know, I was also asked about women's sports and the growth of women's sports and the increasing valuation of women's sports teams. And we saw that again yesterday on Monday as the NWSL's Seattle Reign were sold to a group that includes the MLS Seattle Sounders and global investment firm Carlyle. So the team was sold at a price of nearly $60 million. Yes, the OL Group is selling its stake in the club at a full price of just at $58 million for 100% ownership. To put this in perspective, the Reign were purchased by the OL Group in 2019 for around $3.5 million. And about 5 years later, they are sold for $58 million. So you see the growth in women's sports and in the value of women's sports teams. Just last week, the San Diego Wave were sold by Ron Burkle, and Angel FC has hired Moelis & Company to potentially find a new lead investor for that franchise. And that deal will certainly set records for the value of a women's sports team. So a lot of movement in the marketplace on NWSL franchises. I also talked about the Professional Women's Hockey League and the start to their inaugural season. And over the weekend, the league had impressive neutral site games that show the strength, potential strength of this league. Now, the Pittsburgh Penguins hosted a neutral site game between Toronto, Montreal, and that drew nearly 9,000 at PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh on a Sunday afternoon. That is the largest crowd ever for a women's hockey game in Pittsburgh. And it almost seems like we have a new record across a new league to talk about on the Buzzcast every week. One columnist in Pittsburgh called it the most enthusiastic, vocal crowd that has stepped foot into that arena all season. There was reportedly very strong merchandise sales, and fans made it clear they want a women's hockey team in Pittsburgh in the future. And while expansion doesn't seem imminent for the Professional Women's Hockey League, a market like Pittsburgh would certainly make sense. But it wasn't just in Pittsburgh. Saturday, a game between Boston and Ottawa at Detroit's Little Caesars Arena drew more than 13,700 fans. So again, the PWHL continuing to have a very strong inaugural season. You know, we talked yesterday on the Buzzcast about all the interest in the women's basketball tournament coming up starting this week. Well, a new 4-episode docuseries from Omaha Productions called Full Court Press will share the story of Iowa's Caitlin Clark, South Carolina's Camilla Cardosa, and UCLA's Kiki Rice. And it will tell the story throughout the entire season. And the series will premiere in May 11th and 12th on ABC. So this is, again, national exposure on a broadcast network for Full Court Press, which will tell the story, three distinct stories of three very, very talented basketball players. Clark, Cardosa, and Rice do reportedly have editorial input in the series, but not control of the final product. So again, that series, that docuseries, will premiere in May. You know, last year on the Buzzcast, we talked about Major League Baseball's go-ahead entry. And so what is that? That is the facial recognition system where it allows fans to enter the ballpark with no problems whatsoever. And the Philadelphia Phillies are expanding their use of go-ahead entry, and they'll have that at all main gates at Citizens Bank Park for this upcoming season. The system was developed by Major League Baseball. It debuted in Philadelphia at one gate in August. And what was the goal here? Well, certainly the goal is to expedite fans getting into the ballpark. And it was so successful, they deployed it also to a third base gate near the end of the postseason. But now they will do it throughout the facility. Fans have to register because they have to give a selfie shot, and that allows them to be recognized, facial recognition. And fans who used go-ahead entry last season went through their gate almost 70% faster than a traditional entry lane. And that's what all teams are focused on. They want to get people in venue quicker and out of the venue quicker, specifically in the venue, so people can enjoy the sights and sounds within a ballpark. So again, it seems to be working, and you're going to see baseball's go-ahead entry facial recognition system with four teams this season, starting on opening day just next week. And I anticipate more to come online throughout the season, because so far, this facial recognition system seems to be working. So keep your eye on that. And if you experience that at your respective ballpark, let me know how it goes. We talked yesterday about the Sports Business Awards. A couple people asked about other nominations in other categories. Here are two big categories that we'll go over today. First, Deal of the Year. The nominees for Deal of the Year: Inter Miami signing Lionel Messi, Josh Harris leading a group to acquire the Washington Commanders, NASCAR's media deals with Fox Sports, NBC Sports, Prime Video, and TNT, NCAA's media deal with ESPN, the NWSL's media deal with CBS, ESPN, Prime Video, and Scripps Sports, and the UFC-WWE merge to form TKO Group Holdings. Those are all the nominees for Deal of the Year. And the nominees for Sports Event of the Year: the Formula One Heineken Silver Las Vegas Grand Prix, NASCAR Chicago Street Race, the NHL Stadium Series, Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, and the World Baseball Classic. So again, those are the nominees for Sports Event of the Year, always one of the most contested and popular categories. Love your feedback on all the awards. Love your feedback on the Dynasty. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Wednesday.